Hi, this morning, Ed. How you doing?
Complain. Wouldn't do no good if I did. Boys doing?
They're doing great. They're doing great. They stayed up at Mike's place last night. Rebecca had to work. She normally doesn't have to work Sunday nights, but she had to this week. And so they stayed up there. Go spend this morning with Shelly and then head back to my mom's house after that.
All right.
Doubt about that.
In 7th Heaven, having them boys up there.
Sure, I'm sure. We were there yesterday afternoon. And me and my brother-in-law had to go do something real quick. And while we did that, he drove all the grandkids. They were all up there. Drove them all down to Aunt Sue's to get some ice cream yesterday. So I know they had fun doing that.
Ice cream? Maybe I need to go spend the night up there.
Welcome to KK4NXZ.
Good morning. How are you? Spoil them boys.
Anything they wanted, go ahead and get it.
Had storm Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Roger that. I'm pretty sure I had a good bit of thunder and stuff roll over me.
Saturday night, lightning hit a tree, and it went down into the ground, followed the phone line. After it blew a hole in my oldest boy's water line and went into Harold's house and took out his modem and his electric range and went over to the youngest boy's house and took out his modem, his alarm system, and his dishwasher. And it blew the metal junction boxes for the phone lines completely out of the ground.
Oh, that's substantial.
It shook my house, and I got a log house, and it takes a lot to shake it.
Hurt.
I just got a rude awakening. File on the homeowner's insurance to take care of it for repair costs and stuff. Phone company's gonna have to redo that whole phone line.
House that I lived at, the guy who bought it called me up like 2 a.m. one morning, and lightning had hit a tree stump and run over and got in on the that outdoor wood stove that I had, wood boiler. Went in through the water lines into the house and blew the breaker box out. And he said it sounded like an atomic bomb went off. It scared him pretty bad.
Mentioned so. I was lucky. I was on over the hill from where it hit. Damn.
Just trying to stay awake. Staying awake and dodging lightning, that's all. As far as on time there this morning, Ed.
I'm sorry, I doubled with you. If he want to get woke up, come ride with me.
That. I did go through and upgrade a bunch of lightning protection on all my equipment, radio equipment at least, and some of my solar stuff after I had that lightning strike not too long ago. And, upgraded some of that, because, man, it's you blink an eye, and boom, that stuff's gone.
Your route today, did a truck come in on time?
It's late, but I'm going to get done on time.
But
that new gun that Henry Arms come out with?
Yep.
A lever action 410. It has an extended pistol grip on it, 15-inch barrel, and it's listed as a lever-action handgun, not a shotgun.
shot a, well, ex-neighbor, former neighbor. And it's got one of the contenders with a 410 barrel on it, I think it's 14 inches long.
Studio on it. And I tell you what, it's a wicked little thing. About to get my boys a Heritage Arm 45 on Western frame for Christmas. Went out my Henry Yellow Boy 22 for their birthdays, but I guess about 3 years ago.
But last lot on passing that down to their kids.
Passing down. I'm gonna get the thistles engraved with their names on.
Dad bought me a 22. It was a Glenfield 60. I think it was like $60 at the time from Kmart. I wouldn't take nothing for that gun. That's the only thing I got of his that he gave me. And it's pretty sentimental. It's got, I'm not really do, I don't do a bunch of sentimental stuff, but that one is.
Big. Up, I'm going to jump out of here. Ed, you have a good one today. 7-3's to you. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it in safe. Hope to catch you in the morning. My daddy bought me, it got stolen when my house got broke into.
It's
I did who did it, I just can't prove it. Can for an AC for ID.
Probably long gone by now, anyway.
We can pawn shop, see if I can spot it. Cause this is gonna stand out like a sore thumb. Get into over the weekend.
Clean up at the house. Inside, down in the basement, since it was raining. What?
See, I just pretty much stayed on the radio, working that Florida QSO party. I got like 30 contacts. Covered up today.
Oh, yeah. We won't be able to get it all done. There was mention of me coming in tomorrow, but I think I'm going to stay late tonight. Yeah, got too much to be done in 24-hour period.
Done, as long as you can get the parts.
Well, the paperwork.
Get that paperwork.
Stand on your side, hate the paperwork. I don't mind it. It's just, it gets overwhelming at times.
I know. I had one officer, he was going to cut corners. He arrested a guy, and the only thing he put on his report was saw drunk, arrested the same. And I made him redo it.
Ain't enough description.
Funny, but it just wouldn't fly. What about you Friday night?
Big old fat coon come up on your porch.
Took Easton and Kennedy out to the Hook in Anderson, and I had flounder and fried shrimp, popcorn shrimp, devil crab, and oysters.
Eat all that?
Rest of it came home with me.
That king right there. Yeah, I'd have loved to been with you.
Right, we'll have to get together and go down there and turn you loose on it. Be my treat.
Buffet or just like, good grief, Silver Bay.
Silver Bay.
I'm out.
French fries and the hush puppies that come with it.
Fillers. I like that fish.
Need it, they'll fix you up a whole flounder.
Depending on how big it was, where I could eat it or not.
My curiosity up on the size of it myself. A piece of flounder I got It was big enough for two people.
Bring home, smoked flounder, that you get at the store. That was pretty good. I always liked that.
I bet.
I looked for it recently. I think I bought it a time or two since I've been married. My wife don't like fish, so she don't want it in the house. She's weird like that. But I'm gonna look to see if Ingles sells that.
I know a cashier that works at Ingles. When I see them tonight, I'll ask her and get her to check to see if they got it or if they can get it.
Any kind of fish, it don't matter. I like fish a lot.
But I don't like nothing that's got a bone in it.
I watch out for bones, but they don't bother me.
We'll take a catfish and skin with her bottom teeth and won't get the first bone. I don't see how she does it.
You don't get tangled up no bones on catfish.
All of mine.
You take that fork and lay down there at the bottom of that tail and just ease that fork up through there. You'll get you a steak off of there, and you won't have no bones.
That fish I tried, it tasted like mud.
I had that bad experience because I've never had that. Especially, you know, Aunt Sue's got some good catfish. You ought to at least give it a try. If you don't like it, you can throw it in the floor.
I guess if I put it on my plate, I'll eat it. Might not like it, but I'll eat it.
When we're up there, I'll cut you a sliver of some fried catfish, and you tell me if you taste any mud. Catfish from Cisco Foods.
Restaurant, and I feel sure it was farm-raised cat.
I'm grazing with the cows, or the pigs.
Nasty.
You know, nasty fish.
Pompano.
I think last year, year before, we went down to Destin, Florida, and my son-in-law called Pompano and Red Drum, and we had a good feast down there.
Remember right, Pompano's a big bone fish.
I don't know. That was the first one I ever knew that I ate or got from the wild.
Right, they're called the butterfish because of the flavor, sort of like a buttery taste.
Remember no butter, but my memory's not that good anyway.
15 when I had it, and I haven't had it since, and I'm 66, so your memory's probably a lot better than mine.
My favorite fish was grouper, and I'll have to agree with him. That is good fish.
We like salty mackerel. Again this weekend, isn't it?
No.
It is. I'm not sure. I think that's what I saw on my phone earlier.
I think I'm going to go to the gun show this coming weekend.
Greenville?
Yeah.
I think they had one in Anderson last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Shopping for?
I'm going selling. I got some stuff. I'm going to rent a table and put out. I'll text you what I got.
Please text me that. I might relieve you some of it.
Environment ought to do good.
Keep my eye open for a gym show over there.
Pretty neat.
They were all the new metal detectors. Freak running.
Pretty good since the rain.
Messing up yet? KM4NAP Friday.
Down there. I can hear it though. It washed up a shovel head after, not this storm, but the last storm we had. An old shovel head down there where the moonshine seal was. And one of the kids also found an axe head. It was a double-sided axe head. Now that was cool. And we're going to take a piece of wood and mount it in that wood to cut the bottom of the little 4-inch log so that it'll lay flat. Put that thing in there at an angle. He was pretty proud he found that.
Picked up, you'll have to send me a picture.
Will.
Round 6.
Oh, that's good. I'm destinating here. I'm going to have to sign off.
Good one. Glad you made it in safe. And hopefully catch you in the morning. So 7-3-KM4-NAP.
You have a good one. Be careful. Be safe. And 7-3, see you enjoy that pot of coffee. Or 2 or 3 pots of coffee, whichever it is. And we'll catch you Wednesday morning, hopefully. KK4NXZ sending 7-3 your way, and I'm going to be clear.
KFW Mobile.
Morning, KM4NXZ.
Good morning, Ed.
There you go, I guess I'm doing okay. Oh, good, I'm on the downhill side just about.
Oh, well, that's good.
Contacts did you make?
Radio up. What's going on?
Maybe it was Florida Q so far.
Fired it up Saturday. I just laid around Saturday, took a couple of naps, and that didn't do much of anything during the rain. And then Sunday, me and Susan went up to Asheville Farmers Market, picked up a few plants, put in the yard.
Flowers you get?
Yeah, we just picked up some azaleas.
The house, I put out a bunch of azaleas. They did fine the first year. Second year, they were dead as a doornail.
In the backyard, they really showed out this year. And that they're finally doing pretty good, but they've been in the ground, oh, I know, 10 years probably.
A poinsettia tree. Feathers are actually trees, and my niece planted one out in the edge of the woods when she was real little, and it has turned into, it's about, I guess about 10 feet tall, and boy, when it blooms out, it is flat cut.
Plant them, but I've never seen one planted.
Green thumb, my thumb's brown.
One that you buy around Christmas time and stuck it in the ground? Here, I might have to try it.
Absolutely beautiful. All I could do was just stand there with my mouth standing wide open when I saw it.
By other trees?
It surprised me. I never knew that they would turn into something like that.
Get up.
I'm out at my sister's. I'll have to get a picture of it for you.
I'm a banker this morning, and it took me about 20 minutes to get stopped bleeding.
What do you do?
I hit it with a serrated butter knife.
That thing's going to be sore for a few days. In that car?
Good. Last fill up was 58.4.
Got no room to complain on that.
Complain anything about it. You know, it's a good little old car.
Cars for my pickup.
But just, you know, it just, I didn't want to wear it out and it'll be, you know, be shot by the time I retire.
It's got almost 288,000 miles on it.
That one, right?
One bit. I hadn't heard Andrew this morning.
Had to be there early, but he might be having radio problems.
Mine was a good dose of Gorilla Glue. And so far, hear anybody on 10 meters this weekend?
Mine, I guess on Friday when it was going to start, you know, getting ready to storm and that, and I don't even have it hooked back up yet.
Storm hit a tree and lightning went down in the ground. Blew a hole in my oldest boy's water line. Took out my middle boy's modem and electric range. And it took out my youngest boy's burglar alarm, modem, and dishwasher.
Heck of a strike. And close by.
Phone line. It blew all three of the metal junction boxes out of the ground.
Enough damage maybe to count it on your insurance, right?
We'll share that insurance, so have to pay something off. Well, of course, the water line, he's on his own on that, but that dishwasher, that's going to be a pretty penny. And that range was almost $1,000.
They live close to each other.
They live over on the lake property I gave them. My Daryl came by the house last night and he said it looked like somebody took a backhoe and went down through there.
Antenna.
Over the hill, so I was lucky on that one. Radio unhooked and coax out in the yard.
Get down in the jar.
Kid seeing lightning come in and come through the outlets in the house and dance across the floor.
Ever seen that?
An old farmhouse, of course, you know, it wasn't grounded, so, but it was interesting to see. Miss that QSO party, I was looking forward to seeing if I beat you or not.
Radio enough to bother with, but I'm usually pretty good down into Florida.
Usually got everybody on first call. It's like two or three I had to call three or four times.
Most of them on 40.
Some was on 40. I got one on 20. And everything else was on 40. Never did hear anybody on 80. And I never did hear anybody on 17 at all. Hear if they won this weekend or not.
I took an extra practice test. I scored a whopping 38.
Zero.
It can only get better from there, right?
Last one I took, I made a 58 on it.
Consistently in the 80s.
Yes, I studied. That's why I wound up with a 58. Get ready and want to go for your test, let me know and I'll go with you and we'll both take it and see who can outdo who.
Sounds like I need to take like a practice test today anyway until I can get, you know, used to the questions.
You definitely do raise them where you think one way and come find out it's the other. Pass by the skin of my teeth and you'll probably ace it.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. Since I remembered from being in that class.
Watch those videos at W4 Echo Yankee has on YouTube.
Really help. He really teaches a good class. Just that if I'm halfway tired, man, I can't hardly pay attention good on it.
Hard for me to keep my concentration going. Patrick, the other day I saw a 450D for sale for $450. It included the power supply. Almost bought it myself.
It was a 450D, right?
Right. There's a better radio than that 3000 I got.
Bells and whistles.
Maybe for ID. Yeah, but you got a ding-a-ling trying to ring those bells and whistles.
They screw up more than you can fix by pushing buttons, right?
Got that right. Mine does have the dual transmit and receives on it, but I've never used the other one.
Hey, when you work in a split station?
As long as I've been a ham, which will be almost 7 years in September, I have yet to find anybody working split.
Got what's in the UK.
Heard any European stations in a while yet. Now I hear Spain and Portugal and Italy, but as far as England and all through there, I did get Slovenia and France last week.
In that rocket last week.
Cool, I like that. I always wanted to see a rocket launch, and I always figured I'd never see one. And one of the things on my bucket list came true. I got to see one.
Like about 17,000 miles an hour.
I've been on that ride.
A used spaceship and a used booster, right?
One thing, this old boy be sucking up some upholstery.
Space station now to go put it on the moon.
Worry about me going and buying any property up there. And on putting it on the moon.
23, I think, on the news.
That's going to be interesting to see.
I saw on the news when they launched that rocket the other day that they had them put on their uniform again, or the helmets or whatever, because there was a chance of hitting some space junk.
Telling what's floating out there.
It's trash we threw out.
I could recover that stuff, they'd probably make a million.
Went up there, you would think they would bring some back every time.
I wonder whatever happened to that lunar vehicle that they sent out in space when Apollo 13 messed up.
That's still on the moon, wouldn't you think?
They'd use it for life support because of They had some problems with the main capsule. That's what kept them alive. And right before they started getting ready for re-entry, they sent it out into outer space. Movie Apollo 13.
Well, maybe I haven't, I guess. I'm not a big movie fan.
The thing about outer space is based on the actual fact of when Apollo 13 messed up. And I tell you what, it makes you think twice about going up there.
Do-overs on it up there.
Park on an asteroid and get out and work on it with a hammer and a wrench. The moon's gonna be pink tomorrow night and Wednesday night.
And I figured we'd get a chance to see it.
I get to see it. Pickup truck don't get off my tailgate. I'm gonna go back there and tap dance on his hood.
On my tail, so close you couldn't even see their headlights.
Brake check. Gun show in Greenville this coming weekend. You gonna try and go?
I'll have to look it up.
Nothing about it either.
To lay low, I got a couple of projects that I want to get done.
Got several I want to get done. But it's going to take one of those great old big trash bins. About time for us to get together for another eating.
Yeah, well, I never did hear about NC's, what there was on their menu.
I'll have to look it up, see if they got it on the internet.
We ate over there at Silver Bay, and I thought about you guys, the same one that we ate at, what was it, last month?
I want to go back to that Mexican restaurant that we ate at, the one that you and Miss Susan liked.
Not there.
That degrees my lips up. You can tell by my pot belly I like to eat.
By the farmer's market in Asheville, there's a little restaurant there called the Moose Cafe. Man, you definitely get more than you can eat there.
Get used to that KM4NAP Friday.
Hey, when you do that check-in online, you have to actually, it defaults to not to announce it. And you actually have to check the box to announce it.
On there and take a look, see at it, just out of curiosity.
I mean, you just go there to the site, and then you type in your call sign, and then you just, I think that's about it. And then you just hit, the enter, and that's it.
Play it on the computer now in a few minutes. Well, I'm going to hop off. Mama done flipped the lights on, so that means breakfast ready, and I better get in there, or she's going to feed it to the dog. So you have a good one. Don't work too hard, and be safe going in, and hopefully catch you in the morning. So KM4NAP, going to be sending 7-3 your way.
Have a good day. I've arrived here at work anyway, so I got to get out of here. So I look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW, clear.
Four HKX mobile.